You're listening to SBS News.
Paul Wade was an iconic figure in Australian football. He played 84 matches for the Socceroos, half of them as captain. Since then, he has built a business venture as a public speaker, offering inspiration to various groups. When he heard about the START scheme operating in Western Sydney, he says it was a perfect fit.
I was just doing this for myself, really, just telling stories. And then somebody said, well, I've got all these kids at school who need to know about employability skills. Do you think you could relate some of your stories to them? And I thought, I could do that.
Wade uses slides and cards in Arabic as well as English to help the children understand his message. But he says the stories he has heard from some of the trauma survivors have shocked and inspired him in equal measure.
I work in juvenile justice centres, I work with corporates, I'm working with these kids who've been here 6 months, hardly know a word of English. They inspire me to keep doing this because some of the stuff they do, it just blows me away from where they've come. Bombs going off in their backyard. And you just go, wow, really? Don't ever get upset because somebody doesn't go on a green arrow when we're sitting in traffic.
Lena Issue is the START's program team leader. For the past 10 months, she, Wade and her team have helped the children get homework help or job-seeking help and taught them to dance, box and play football. She says Wade's involvement has helped lift numbers significantly.
So we had about 15 young people on the first day. And then now we've got registration of over 100 young people and an average of 50 young people every Friday night.
Most of the participants come from Syria and Iraq, and their stories are often filled with trauma. Lena Issue explains.
In terms of seeing horrible scenes of killing, okay, or mass killing, or they've been exposed to torture itself themselves, or they have family members killed. Plus, they left their country, they left the things that they know. Most of them, they lived in other countries like Turkey and Lebanon before they come to Australia.
One thing they all have in common is an understanding of football. After Wade has spoken with newcomers and shared his personal story of sporting success and how his epilepsy required a major brain operation, it's time for football. Kicking the ball around lets them have fun and make friends in a safe environment. Wade says football is the perfect sport to bring them all together.
The great thing about football is you don't have to speak. You do not have to say a word. Your communication is through eyes, through hand contact. It could be many ways, and that's why this is so successful.
John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.